United States President Donald Trump has a history of tweeting his thoughts without any apparent hesitation. But a tweet on the weekend that said North Korea would not be around much longer appears to have pushed tensions between the two countries to a new level. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho says Mr. Trump has, in fact, declared war.
그러나 그 트럼프는 지난 주말에 또다시
Last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would not be around much longer and hence at last declared war on us. Because this comes from the current President of the United States, this is clearly a declaration of war. All the member states participating in the United Nations General Assembly and the whole world should remember that it was the US who first declared war on our country.
It's the latest development in a near-constant escalation of the rhetoric between the two nations. With the threat of nuclear warfare looming large, each step is being watched closely. The US military exercised a show of force when it flew bombers in international airspace over waters east of North Korea, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Pentagon says it was the furthest north of the demilitarized zone that US fighter jets or bombers have flown this century. It led Mr. Ri to offer this stark warning.
Since the United States declared war on us, we will have every right to take countermeasures, including the right to shoot down United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace border of our country. In light of the declaration of war by Trump, all options will be on the operations table of the supreme leadership of the DPRK.
The United States was quick to denounce Mr. Ri's comments. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders has described the allegation of a U.S. declaration of war as absurd.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. That's our focus, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
But the increasing tension has the United States worried. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warns the rise in rhetoric increases the risk of miscalculation and misunderstanding. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric explains.
When you have the rise of tension, the rise of rhetoric, so does the risk of miscalculations. Fiery talk can lead to fatal misunderstandings. We would want to reiterate that the only solution for this is a political solution, and I would also reiterate the Secretary General's call for statesmanship, which he delivered in their General Assembly.
The detection of mysterious seismic activity in North Korea has stirred further concerns over the country's nuclear ambitions. Last week, it threatened to test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean before Ri Yong-ho said targeting the US mainland with rockets was inevitable. US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says such a test would be what he calls a shocking display of irresponsibility.
There has not been a detonation like that above ground. I don't even remember 35 years. Don't quote me on the number of years. This would be a shocking display of irresponsibility toward global health, towards stability, towards non-proliferation.